You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome, my friends. Welcome, welcome everyone in the Wisdom Tribe. Thank you so much for being here today, bringing your amazing energy. This is going to be an incredible call. We have someone on the call today who I think you're really, really, really going to enjoy. I'm your host, Ian Shelley. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us, being here, bringing your amazing vibrations to the call, being in the collective, and just infusing the wisdom orb for awakening, for enlightenment. It's going to be such an amazing time we're going to have today. Thanks for being here in the beauty of the collective consciousness. The Wisdom of the Ancient series, it's about ancient wisdom. It's about what was once known, practices, knowledge, and wisdom, not only from our own planet, but from other worlds, galaxies, realms, and dimensions too. So we welcome that ancient wisdom in today. And the theme for this series is expressions of truth and expansion. So may we all be open to receive any messages the divine has for us. May we be open to have the truth come through. May we be open to the expansion that is really our birthright, so we can all do our part to help raise the consciousness for all beings in all realms. So we call on the ancient ones, we call on the divine beings of love, light, power, and service to support us today and to open our hearts. So let me introduce our next guest to you. So before I bring him on, I'll just share a little bit about our next guest. Christoph Melchizedek's mission and life work is dedicated to the spiritual sovereignty and evolution of our planet and species. He believes we are living in exciting times of change and transformation, and anyone dedicated to expanding their consciousness can achieve remarkable things in a relatively short space of time when given the right direction combined with the right community support. That's so important. Christoph serves as a light architect, helping to build the morphogenetic fields and new Earth grid templates for our planet's evolving consciousness and ascension pathways to the higher dimensions. He acts as a bridge for higher dimensional intelligences through the Guardian Alliance and helps to implement specific missions and plans to support Earth on this pathway. He is a loving husband and dedicated father of two. Christoph is passionate about family and formulating of conscious community as being the face and the agent of change for our planet. He's passionate about the evolution of our children's consciousness and the way parents and communities can influence and shape their children's lives and future generations, yes, through living in alignment with spiritual principle and divine law. Powerful, powerful, powerful. Amazing. I am stoked to say I'm really happy to have Christoph on the show. Welcome, Christoph. It's a pleasure to have you on Wisdom of the Ancients.
Thank you so much, Ian. And first thing I want to do is thank you for hosting me and inviting me to your wonderful show and illuminatory consciousness fields that you're holding for all beloveds with your beautiful Wisdom of the Ancients series. And there's nothing more powerful than bridging back to what the ancients have always embodied as wisdom. So thank you so much for all your beautiful work on the planet. And I'm very happy to be here in full service to your show, to you, to all your listeners, to illuminate some perhaps perspectives from the higher dimensions, the higher realms, bridge this into practicality, what's happening on the global planet and the 3D goings on our planet, and to bridge this even down deeper into your personal practice, your daily life, what you can do to be part of this evolving change that we're seeing sweeping the consciousness of our planet, our species, and what we can do to reclaim our sovereignty as Homo sapiens, as divine beings, and move and bridge into the systems, the infrastructure, the communities, and the consciousness that we all know is waiting for us as we navigate out of the density into these higher realms and higher living and higher alignments. So thank you so much.
Oh, of course, my friend, of course. And thank you. And likewise, like you, I too am of service to this community. The community calls forth the speakers. I'm merely the instrument, right? So I'm just being used to connect you with this community. They called you forth. So you're here for them today. So everyone who's listening right now, you have called Christoph here today because your higher self is wanting you to hear what Christoph has to say today. It's so, so important. And I just love what you mentioned there regarding the practicality. And those people on the call who know me always know that I always, you know, bring a level of practicality, because at the end of the day, it's how do we implement? How do we take action to really bring forth that change that you're speaking about? So I'm so excited to hear you speak today. And I know everyone else is going to be really, really excited to hear, especially when you talk about bringing in the light and then distilling it to a practical level as well. So beautiful. Yeah, so everyone today, Christoph's going to be talking about a 2019 Planetary Ascension update and review. And you'll hear how and why our planet's operating system has become corrupted along with our DNA. And invariably, I'm sure we're going to hear what we can do about that. And also the various software viruses that have been installed into humanity's architecture that has created the global problems that we see today. And then we're going to open up the phone lines. I hope I don't take you by surprise, Christoph, by saying that, but we love to take questions on this, on the calls here. It's part of what we do. So hopefully that's fine for you. I'm going to, I didn't ask you beforehand, but I kind of got a yes that that's going to be okay.
Of course.
All right. So everyone,
before we begin, Ian, I just want to pre-frame something that today's call is not really an interview. It's a stream of consciousness, and it's going to be as important to listen to the energy and to feel the energy behind my words as much as your intellect is going to try to grasp and make sense of what I'm about to share. So listen not through the lens of your mind, but through the filter of your heart, and allow your heart to receive the energy and the words that are preceding them to come into your consciousness and absorb it. Not everything will make sense in the first round, but the seeds will be planted to particulate into your consciousness, to come up into the challenge of your belief system that you may have. And my objective today is to expand your consciousness, to challenge your belief systems, and to explore the way that you perceive the world around you and the world around everyone, all beloveds here. So rather than try to analyze in the moment and check against your own belief, just come along with the flow, because we're going to go on a journey today. We're going to go on a storytelling journey. And this is a story that's your story. It's my story, and it's our story together. So let's come along for the ride and just be in neutrality and not too much the questioning for now, but just allow everything to transpire into your consciousness and receive.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing that. So, you know, let's go ahead and do this, shall we? You know, Christoph, you've probably tuned in to the audience already, as have I. But however, if you have a specific direction or channeling that you'd like to share, as opposed to me kind of kicking this off, as you said, with questions, why don't we go ahead and, if you feel comfortable, just following your guidance and sharing with the community what you feel we need to hear right now.
Beautiful. Well, your community, by the feel of it, is rather evolved. So we're not going to go in the beginning steps. We're going to go and expand. And many of you will be aware of, you know, universal law, divine law, natural law. One of them is the law of correspondence, as above, so below. So to solve many of our human earthly challenges, it makes sense to work on the higher dimensions first, because that is held as templates for what happens here in the physical. So why don't we navigate up to the higher realms and get a full picture of what is transpiring above, so we can understand what's happening below. Because I think Ian mentioned in his pre-frame, many of us are all aware that things aren't quite right on our planet. And this is always raises the question, well, why is that? And so what I hope to do today is to provide an explanation that covers all dimensions of consciousness, all timelines, all realities, and bridges it into the 3D, so that we may make sense of everything that's transpiring and know we're exactly where we need to be on our universal journey with the divine plan. And to breathe and to relax and know that all is well and all is transpiring exactly as it should, given what has been happening in the multiverse. So let's begin this dance, shall we, in this journey together. So it all begins a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. And you've probably heard that story before somewhere. But it is true in our own experience, and certainly beyond this time-space matrix. This matrix in which we live is perfected by the mathematics of 12, held together with three broadcasting fields. We live in a 15-dimensional time-space matrix, and this kind of construct is made up of sound, vibration, and light. And many of you will know this from the Bible, where it says at first there was the Word, and the Word was God. Well, the Word wasn't technically Om, which you may be aware of. So sound, vibration, light go on to create color, form, and geometry. And those are the architecting building blocks of this matrix from all across all dimensions. However, there are also countless time-space matrices, millions of them, you know, countless number, each with different properties, and we just happen to have this experience in this one. And in the source consciousness, there was in the beginning of the story where things started to trip up, was that there was an enormous consciousness field. And this enormous consciousness field decided that it would separate itself from source. And this was this separation of source, where essentially this enormous meta-consciousness field that some may call the metatronic consciousness field separated itself from source, and in doing so had that kind of oh shit moment, where it recognized it is no longer connected and tethered to the eternal light source of the Creator. But because it was enormously intelligent, it was able to construct an artificial matrix which allowed it to breathe into other time-space matrices and to create reversal grids to pull off the energy within that and therefore live it as a consciousness field eternally. So to review that, it was operating not in synchronistic breath with source, being eternally connected to it. It decided to separate, to know itself outside of God. And in doing so, lost its eternal life force as a consciousness field. But because of the intelligence was able to bridge and create an artificial reality, an artificial mechanism of staying an eternal consciousness field by sucking off the energy of other matrices, of other time-space matrices. So, Ian, I just want to check in with you if you and your listeners, everyone's with us so far on that first point. The separation of source from an enormous meta-consciousness field, setting up artificial constructs to survive by creating reversal grids, pulling energy in a vampiristic model into itself so it can live on eternally.
Yeah, I think so. I think as you progress, all of these concepts, they'll weave together. So I think go right ahead, Christoph. Yep.
Beautiful. So let's now come into our time-space matrix and essentially, you know, the construct of it and how these reversal systems made its way down the dimensions through archonic intelligence fields, which created an artificial web, an artificial network of reversals. And this was a basic geometry which held in place not only in the higher realms, but also within the third dimension realms. And many of you will know this geometry because it is a very beautiful geometry, but also the geometry is not connected to the eternal life force. And this is the flower of life geometry, which is indeed a beautiful geometry to look at. However, this particular geometry is connected in through a Fibonacci spiral, which is a sequence which can be understood in terms of its respective relationship to creation point. The Fibonacci spiral has a mathematical sequence which emerges it directly from the zero point, but perpetually expands out and doesn't come back to the center point each time. It's a model of a metatronic reversal in the consciousness field, which ultimately attaches like a parasite to a living host, collecting waste products, accumulating toxic miasmic fields, and reversing those currents out to sustain the originator of that particular distorted mathematical sequence of the Fibonacci spiral, which creates these reversal grids. Now, what this means is that on our planet, the geometry in the previous aeon of time, because we go through these giant eons, and I'm sure your listeners are aware of these grand cycles of 25,920 years, the precession of the equinox. And why I mention this is because our particular Milky Way galaxy hosted within the universe is on its own expanding consciousness field. And as it goes through these grand rotations, our sun spirals through the Milky Way galaxy at thousands of kilometers a second and moves in a grand cycle around like a racetrack, like a perhaps a horse racetrack. And at the very end points, the grand central sun sends out this frequency of source, which we come into contact with every 2,000 years, every 26,000 years for a period of 2,000 years. And right now, since 2012, we have merged into this portal and period of time where we're receiving the higher vibratory wavelengths of plasma frequency. And this plasma frequency, when you move up into higher vibrations, holds greater pieces, greater information sets, greater streams of consciousness. And our sun and our planet have come into another grand rotation of this cycle as of 2012, and have entered into this portal of potential where plasma frequencies are bursting through, coming through the galactic grids, coming through the sun grids, coming through into our earth grids, and arcing and making its way into the earth. Now, why I mention this is because this has created an acceleration and a shifting of this old geometry of the flower of life. And the flower of life, which is driven by the Fibonacci spiral, works in a particular sequence, which means it will add together, it will consume the numbers of it previously in order to get the next number. So it operates like a parasite. It operates by eating the previous mathematical numbers to get the next one. And what this is a consumptive model. And this is how the flower of life's emerged. And all emergence from this template has come as a consumptive model, i.e., all the energy contained within this time-space matrix is already contained here within it, and there is no relationship or breathing mechanism with source. And this particular geometry has been the anchor point for the previous aeon of time. Every aeon of time is underpinned by a geometry which creates the form-holding blueprint. Remember, this matrix has sound, vibration, light, which goes on to create color, form, and geometry. And geometry is the building blocks and the templates for the physical reality. And when we are talking about creational physics, we are talking about the geometric templates which create form. And the frequency held in the geometry creates that form. And so form follows frequency, form follows geometry. And now what I'm sharing with you is an incredible thing that has happened in 2017, where we have evolved and moved from the flower of life sequence and the Fibonacci spiral deriving that, which is a model of metatronic reversal and consciousness, which has been accumulating this frequency and sending it off planet to the metatronic consciousness field, the archons which have been feeding this energy, keeping it all alive. What we have now was an incredible occurrence where a new geometric template has been anchored into our planetary architecture. And this is part of this beautiful ascension story, which I will share with you. And many of you will know, of course, the Fibonacci spiral in mathematics. And what you'll immediately recognize is the mathematics of this old mathematics is anchored in such a way as one, and then one becomes two. And then you'd go back to one, one, two, one and two becomes three. Then you go back and get two and three becomes five. And then you go back and get three and five becomes eight. And you'll go back and get eight and five becomes 13, and so on and so forth. So there's not a return to 0 point on that. There's no relationship with center. There's no relationship with source. And if you look at the Fibonacci spiral, you'll recognize it gets an increasing further distance from center. Now, we can contrast this with what happened in 2017. Now, before I tell this story, I think it's important we talk about what happens in a planetary ascension. And a planetary ascension is a completely, very a remarkable event where the vibratory frequency begins to increase in rate, and we end up operating in through a different harmonic universe and a different frequency band and expansion. In order for that to happen, every 26,000 years, the Earth goes through this opportunity where it comes into a window, into a corridor of consciousness I have previously outlined to you, whereby we're able to anchor in to this plasma frequency. Now, some of you that are a little bit older will recognize that there are portals. There are portals of potential where these frequencies are kind of opening up. Okay, the first of which was 1987, the harmonic induction, the planetary alignment. Some of you will remember them, which started streaming this build up to what was going to happen between the year 2000 to 2022. So between those dates, we have entered into what's called a stellar activation cycle. And this is the progressive opening of the 12 planetary stargates. And these planetary stargates are the frequency bands to open themselves up to start to accrete, the plasma frequency to come into the planet and anchor into the Earth grids. And the thing with these stellar activation cycles is they lie dormant for a period of time and come online and come active during this stellar activation cycle. And these stargates themselves are quite fascinating because if I was to quickly, you know, I think I've got time today, I could quickly maybe, you know, outline, you know, perhaps the origin, where they come from, et cetera, and what they are. You'll recognize that there are usually some 3D kind of attempts, shall we say, at kind of grabbing those. So each stargate, and we're talking about a mathematical matrix to the base of 12. Okay, 12 dimensions of consciousness. There's three broadcasting frequencies which hold the formless of those 12 dimensions, 12 stargates. Each stargate acts as a dimensional band. So the first stargate works as a stargate itself, the Q site, and the planetary arc of the covenant, which those three things work together to open up the stargate. And this allows high dimensional beings or beings with illuminated consciousness fields to be able to travel interdimensionally between different parts of the entire time-space matrix of the galaxy. So you can imagine that these are like little travel portals to be able to move as portals across the galaxy. So higher dimensional beings who have see Earth as a jewel because it has rich resources and it has this interdimensional portal ability to portal in and out during different time periods of time. And when you're talking about consciousness fields that, you know, maybe a little bit more formless than we are biologically, they can utilize these as the ability to move in and out. But as human beings, we are the guardians of this planet. We are the ones who have been coded in our DNA to be able to activate and utilize stargates. But of course, we have had intruder races in service to self, who have been wanted to come and take the resources on our planet. And this has set up in place many of the control systems that have plaguing our planet now because of the separation of source. Beings in service to others see Earth as an opportunity to grab resources for them to be able to live themselves here. And so the systems of economics, banking, finance, politics, education, healthcare, all of these control systems were originally set up by these high dimensional beings as control mechanisms. Their minions are the puppet masters on the 3D, are the secret societies, are those leaders involved in those scenes who are in promise in return for enormous power and wealth got transmitted the mechanisms of being able to set up all these different systems in the first place. And so that is kind of how we ended up in this kind of mess. But right now we've got this incredible happening where the stargates are beginning to open, and we have, you know, the Halley South Pole Island, Cyprus is the first stargate. We have Easter Island, Florida, Stonehenge portals as a second. We have Johannesburg, South Africa, Seattle, Washington, the Bermuda Islands is the third stargate. And the third stargate will connect you into Alpha Centauri and Venus on your travels. The fourth stargate, you'll be looking at Aguas Calientes, Mexico, Cairo, Egypt, and Manhattan Island, New York City. And that is the fourth stargate, which will then allow you to travel into the Sun and Nibiru and Mars. The fifth stargate brings you into Bali, Indonesia, the Rome, Vatican, Machu Picchu, Peru. And this is a fifth dimensional stargate taking you to Pleiades, or known as Tara, Earth as Tara or Tiamat, and the planet that used to be called Maldek, but is now the asteroid belt on our planet. And these kind of stargates keep going into the sixth. We've got Uluru, we've got near Moscow and Thar Desert, India. That takes you to Sirius and Jupiter. The seventh is Lake Titicaca, Phoenix and Paxos, Greece, which takes you to Omega Centauri and Saturn and Arcturus. And we have the eighth stargate, which is southwest of Bermuda, called Nohas Atlantis. We have Xian, China. And we have Kalmakin, Tibet, or Loptor, Tibet. And this takes you into the Mintaka Orion galaxy, Gaia Polaris, and the Orion Uranus. And we have number nine, which is the Antarctica South Pole, which many of you are probably aware there's enormous alien civilizations down there, which is why they don't let you go down there. Westbury, UK, and Tibet, again, taking you to Andromeda and Neptune. And we have the 10th stargate, Vega, Lyra, Pluto, which you can access through this interesting triad of the Middle East of Baghdad, Abadan, and Basra, Iraq. And so no questions why there's conflict there, because this is the 10th dimensional stargate, which is the 10th dimensional beings of the Anunnaki who used to own and control this. And this was their major portal in to our planet where many of these control systems started through that Anunnaki agenda.
Hey,
yes,
Christoph? Is there a, I'm going to interrupt you for a second. I just wanted to ask a clarifying question, I think, for the sake of the audience. And with these various stargates, if one travels to these various stargates, then, you know, being in a human body, when you mentioned we can travel to various galaxies and star systems, can you just explain to everyone a little bit about how that might occur?
Yes, excellent. Let me just finish off with the last one, and then we can move on. We've got 11 and 12, and I'll answer that question. So Vale of Percy, Island, Eye Island and Ear Island Island takes you to Lyra, Avalon and Nibiru. And finally, we have the 12th stargate, Montségur, France, Cornwall and Kauai, Hawaii. And that takes you to Lyra and the Sun. And the reason why I mention them is that many of these physical locations on the planet, you'll recognize that there's either control systems or conflict on them. And this is because these beings who are in service to self have come into access points of resources, knowing that these are energetically powerful and important portals on our planet, and have been setting up these kind of control systems. And Ian, I'll come and answer your question in just a moment. But to precede that, the bigger picture is that there's been a great play out over the control of these stargate systems. And 26,000 years ago, there was kind of like a holding between two groups of beings. Let's just call them the beings who are in service to others and with the law of one, which was born out of a galactic association known as the Interdimensional Association of Free Worlds. And this is just a massive universal organization that is, you know, used to, I guess, navigate goings on in the universe, because as you can imagine, there's millions of races of beings. And then out of that formed the Guardian Alliance. And this was a special task force to increase security in our time-space matrix. And it was done in response to the Anunnaki and the Elohim fallen angelic Leons, which created the Anunnaki race around 568 million years ago. And this was designed to destroy the newly created Orophim, the angelic human line. That's our lineage, the Orophim angelic beings. We are a specialized blueprint designed to host at least six-dimensional consciousness in biological form and beyond. We have a 12-strand diamond sun DNA anatomy, which allows us to embody all 12 dimensions of consciousness. And this Anunnaki race was brought in through the Anu Elohim fallen angelic lines to take us out, basically, because we held that property on the stargates. Now, I'm talking, coming back to your question about, well, how do we navigate stargate travel? On the first tribes that were seeded onto our planet, these first tribes were coded in their DNA to be the guardian of that particular stargate system. So these different tribes basically had coded in their DNA these the ability to connect and open and do that stargate. And a stargate happens through DNA control, the basically sound, light, and vibration. So you would have to have the right vibratory frequency through sound, light, and a code in your DNA. And each tribe was incarnated, was the consciousness stream came into close to that that next, I guess, evolution of consciousness that happened for humanity. These initial tribes that happened on the planet may become the guardian of those stargates. And so we emerged as a species with this beautiful special aura of angelic coding, this connection that kept us to the creator, which is why we've been desperately attempted to keep our consciousness capped, because we are angelic beings that have the ability and connection still to the creator. We're one of the few beings in the whole galaxy. We're the only beings in the entire galaxy that have access to all 12 dimensions of consciousness. And our original template is designed to ascend while still holding biological form. That is our potential. However, since that seeding, our DNA has deteriorated a lot. We have gone through a lot of physical deterioration and energetic deterioration of our original biological perfection of our DNA template. And therefore, because of various intruder races, such as the Anunnaki groupings, they came in and about 5,000 years ago had an insertion point which created a deterioration in our DNA. They put various seals into our DNA, including the J seals, which severely shortened our lifespan. And what they did was quite ingenious. If you want to control a population, you have to cap their consciousness. You have to shorten their lifespan. So what they did was it'd be like Ian, you and I going into a kindergarten and having a rule of these beings since the age of 3 to all, and having control of them all the way through their life because you set up the belief systems. Mm-hmm. So what they did is they inserted these J seals into our energetic anatomy, which severely limited our lifespan down to 70, 80 years because they wanted to keep us as a slave race. Then they anchored into their planetary architecture these seals and put in a netting, which they put over the astral plane. And what this did was that when the consciousness of a being passes on through physical death of the biological form, of course, we all know that the consciousness remains alive. But the consciousness, because it's been sealed in the DNA with these various implants, gets stuck in the astral plane netting. So the only way to go is we get stuck in the astral plane, and the only way to go now to continue consciousness is back down to the 3D. And so we end up being caught between the fourth, the astral plane, and the 3D. And because every incarnation, we keep collecting karma by making choices out of divine right alignment with natural law. Every time you operate, you know, and act out of natural law, it comes with a consequence, comes with karma. And in order to exit the time-space matrix, you must be karma neutral, you must be karma free, and you must have cleared out the various seals that have been implanted to move past the astral plane so your consciousness can keep evolving. So what happened to our species was our DNA began declining, and people and the consciousness of the souls began leaving the physical vessel of death, being trapped in the astral plane and having to reincarnate down again into the 3D. And this ended up time and time again. And so these group of beings, you know, who what we might call the intruder races in service to self, have been utilizing the resources on our planet, i.e. getting access to the stargates and the temple and the templar complexes for their own agendas. Now, these beings can travel and utilize these stargates. They know how to adjust their vibratory frequency to be able to use the stargates to move around different places in the star system. Humans have this ability too, but we need to move beyond our current level of consciousness and DNA activation. And we will start to bring back eventually in this golden age many of our cities. And these cities are, you know, by location, these types of high spiritual abilities. And then we'll be able to start adjusting our own DNA and frequency and utilizing ourselves as a spaceship using the stargates and just to transcend our consciousness and move to different systems. However, to get to that point, we must be operating with an ascended consciousness and a liberated consciousness, which means we're karma neutral, karma free, and have an ascended consciousness with a fully activated DNA template. Now, these various agendas that have been playing out on our planet, we've got the Belial Sun, which is kind of more the Syrian Anunnaki, who are the 9, 10, 11 strands of DNA. They came into our system and created the planetary DNA mutations, which helped to create many of the distortions in our system. And the other agenda on the negative side is what's known as the Black Sun agenda, the Alpha Draconians, the Darker, the Dracos, the Zeta Greys, Regillians, and they helped set up the false light matrix and the phantom matrix, which we are now emerging out of, and inserted these various seals and genetic manipulations in our DNA to keep us locked in consciousness and capping our potential to keep us used as a slave race. Then they set up their minions of elite secret society types to do their bidding and set up the various environmental control systems of basically the medical fraternity, the financial systems, the education systems, the religious systems, all to cap consciousness. And what this has been doing is that humans who have been incarnating in end up being brought into a template where the environment allows us not to, you know, evolve our consciousness. We end up vibrating at lower frequencies, getting trapped in the lower emotions, getting caught up in addictive programs, discordant sexuality, and all of these discordant energies that we give off through thought forms, emotions, and discordances and actions out of natural law. These frequencies get siphoned and pulled off the planet through the various portals that they set up, including Stonehenge, which is a major portal for the sexual slavery program and the whole pedophilia program playing out on our planet, and gets pulled through energetically to feed the masters of the Black Sun agenda, Belial Sun agenda, who set this up, who are in service to the great conscious meta-consciousness field that has been separated from source. And so when we start to explore this conflict happening on Earth and the challenges, we start exploring these big galactic conflicts where we've had our genetic memories wiped out and we've had this drop down into the physical templates. And the big picture of all of this started in territories over the constellation of Lyra. And this is where human life was and human form was originally created. And we lived in the cradle of Lyra for over 40 million years, evolving gradually over time in a very natural environment, beautiful land. And what happened in Lyra was this visitation from the Alpha Draconians, who were the first races to have interstellar space travel. And they've had this capacity for 4 billion years, which kind of gives you some indication just how far behind in technology we are. We're only just now starting to put monies aside for interstellar travel. Well, the Draconians visited humans on a planet called Bela in the cradle of Lyra. They saw how much natural resources this had. They wanted to control it. And they made contact with the angelic humans at that point. And there was this misunderstanding. And the humans wanted to know more about the Draconians before any agreement was made. And the Draconians mistook this for refusal. And they completely destroyed these planets of Lyra, Bela, Tika, and Merk, which were the three planets in the Lyra system. And you have to understand that these beings don't have any emotional body. So they do these things without having empathy as we do. And this is part of the service to self. And this has happened at the 12th dimension. So coming back to the great starting point of the law of correspondence, as above, so below, this frequency of this conflict has then dropped down all the dimensions and still plays out today on our planet. We've got the same story playing out. And back then we saw, you know, over 50 million angelic humans were killed in the destruction of these three planets. And this started a war that spread to the constellation of Orion and became a war between two ideologies, the ideology of service to self and the ideology of service to others. And so much of this programming of tyranny, domination, conquering, control was birthed out of the Lyra and Orion constellations, and the destruction and killing that took place through those wars propagated the entire software program of victim-victimizer or victim-perpetrator that we see has been implemented into humanity as hierarchical control systems that have been prevalent in the old eon of time. And so all of this has trickled down and into the various minions who have been playing out service to self as these human embodiments, because they are descendants of these beings more reptilian in nature, and ending up in these pockets of control and power in service to self, accumulating more money and trying to decimate the rest of the human species for their own kind of economic, financial, political gains. And so these control systems have been very carefully crafted to give power and influence to a very small group of people who sit at the top of this kind of hierarchy. And these various hierarchies on the 3D, give and feed energy to the higher dimensional beings playing out these negative agendas, who use the humans as minions in place to control the infrastructure and energy and harvesting system. And all of this is designed just to harvest energy. And so this hierarchical system was born because the geometry of the previous eon of time allowed this kind of hierarchy. And we've been moving from the last eon of time was the eon of the patriarchy, of the masculine, more in power. The previous eon of time was the eon of time of the feminine. And so that 26,000-year period was different geometry, more feminine nature, which was more Lemurian in nature. And then we come into this eon of time, which Atlantis drew out of, was more masculine nature. This eon of time, which we're only a few years into of a long period of time, is the eon of the balance between the masculine and the feminine. And this is more the balance in the twin ray. This is the golden eon of time we are coming into. And this has created a new geometry, a new geometric template. And what this means is that in 2012, many eyes of light workers were on this frequency. However, the big alignments as I'm tuning into them were something called the particle convergence and the particle emergence in 2017. And in 2017, a remarkable thing happened where there was a three-day window where all the dimensions of consciousness all stacked up on top of each other. And this allowed unparalleled programming potential for all beings, both humans and non-humans, to be able to influence the grids of potentiality across all dimensions. We were guided in a grouping that I'm involved with. We led a group to Egypt for this time and ended up in the King's Chamber for that programming window during that 3 days. And we did a massive ritual on the 21st of August inside the King's Chamber, streaming through from the Guardian intelligence fields, streaming into our planet. And we did a very large sonic ritual, which actually ended up shifting and changing the arc of consciousness streaming into our planet, which ended up going on to change the form-holding geometry, moving from the flower of life to the crystal spiral. And the crystal spiral is the geometry now, which is now anchored in once again on our planet. It used to be anchored in one time ago, like two cycles of time ago, and now it is back on our beloved planet. What happened was that the arc of consciousness shifted 15 degrees from 60-degree arcs, which goes on to create the Vesica Pisces and goes on to create the Flower of Life and the Fibonacci sequence, to 45-degree arcs in consciousness. And those of you that are in the mystery schools will recognize that your consciousness has to move 45 degrees to move between dimensions. And the mathematical sequence, what's important to here is the inner math. The mathematics is represented by the zero point, or the zero in the numerical sequence, with a doubling of each numerical value and a return to zero, a return to source, which of course the Fibonacci spiral does not have. So we are now have a planetary architecture built by a geometry that is anchored in and anchored in to a geometry which returns to zero on each breath. And so we have a zero to one, back to zero, and then one, and then one, and then back to zero, and then one, then one, then two, and back to zero. One, one, two becomes four, back to zero. It's a doubling through each numerical value. And it happens through a return to zero point and then adding up all the numbers together again to get the next highest value in the sequence. And the zero is this representation of the zero point of God or source of that consciousness. And so
what we have now is this crystal spiral architecture is holding the broadcast frequency of this new age of time where we are all returning to be in breath with source, the eternal life force, which we have not been in sync with. And so we have this opportunity to keep expanding our consciousness to our true original divine template as immortal beings, allowing us to ascend in consciousness while still holding our biology. And so it's an incredibly exciting time because this new geometry is anchored in. And then many of you will be aware what happened around that time, the 21st of August. Well, it was the eclipse energy as well in the US. And then you'll recognize and remember a few days later, there were the crazy hurricanes that came and the tsunamis and the earthquakes that came, you know, in about the 3 or 4 weeks afterwards. And it's a quite simple explanation that when you're shifting the arc of consciousness by 15 degrees in a planet, it's going to come with repercussions. It was the planet recalibrating itself to the new geometry, which is the form-holding frequency. And so what we have seen is an end of the bi-wave influence. The bi-wave is the two intersecting circles creating a vesica Pisces, which was a harness utilized to create reversals. Source code is a tri-wave. Source is dimensions 15, 14, and 13. So if you can imagine source as three pieces of rope, each holding a vibratory frequency of these 15th, 14th, 13th dimension intertwines together, making like a beautiful braid or plait. That is source code. And previously our Earth has been anchored with a bi-wave. And a bi-wave is being the father and the son. It's been the masculine presence. And this is why our planet has been created like it is today, because it's been mainly a masculine presence, a masculine hierarchy, control, domination. You can see all these ridiculous erections around the planet with these high rises. It's not the feminine kind of, the feminine that has been lost in this previous eon of time. And we have seen a return of the mother arc frequency anchor itself in, back into our planet now through the portal of Uluru, Mount Kailash, and Cheops, Egypt. And that frequency is allowing the return of the goddess and the god to merge together, the masculine and the feminine, because when these merge together, it creates the divine child. And so this tri-wave frequency, and I've myself and a number of other beloved beings who are in service to the unfolding of the divine plan and planetary light workers, you know, working with a tri-wave, we are now anchoring this into our planet around the place to bring back source code intelligence into our planet's geometry. Because as we're aware, all form comes from frequency. So when we build the frequency of geometry, we can go around to our planet and start to create, I guess, like energetic architects into the planet, these various new tri-waves. And the next mission that we went on after the August 21, 2017, then December 21, 2017, when we took another group back to Egypt for the particle emergence, we built new timelines with the guardians for our planet to go through an ascending network. And I'm pleased to report that because of what transpired both then and a few years earlier, I need to go into this actually, then it'll all make sense. So in 2013, in January, something happened to our planet, which feeds in to what happened in the particle convergence and emergence, which has guaranteed our planet's ascension. Because before, we were stuck in a phantom matrix, and we were kind of in a loop, which was, you know, held together by temporal markers and timelines and vectors and trigger events that were spiraling us downwards. If you know, a trigger event like 9/11 was a trigger event that was placed by reptilian influences keeping our consciousness descending. And so what happened was a trigger event that no one saw coming in 2013, where the founding frequencies who created this planet put in place a fail-safe mechanism for our planet's ascension. Basically, if things got bad and the planet was at risk for not ascending, a Nomi particle would get activated, which would almost send like an antivirus kind of frequency out into the planet to stop the devolutionary cycle of us being pulled into a phantom matrix and turn it back up into an ascending planet. And the mechanism of that was a planetary crystal cathedral network that contained five significant ethereal crystal cathedrals, which spontaneously switched on in 2013. And These were held in the locations of Oslo, Sarasota, Florida, Bali, Sacred Valley, Peru, and Giza. And these enormous mountain-sized crystal cathedral networks held in the grids, each of them had five kind of caves and cathedrals, which then began to release plasma frequency also. These are now bursting up plasma, and we've been to many of these sites to do rituals to bring them onto their full activation. And these now have, if you consider the stargates, which are now under all guardian control. So the previous time cycle, about half were under the agenda to self-control of the negative alien agenda. The now the stargates are under all planetary guardian control, meaning that we and the guardians have control of all the stargates. That means all of those stargates are open and are receiving plasma now from the galactic center. We also have now plasma being emitted from inside the Earth grids itself, and all that plasma is coming up. So we've got this enormous amount of plasma just streaming into the planet. And also we had something quite remarkable happen in 2017 where the physical embodiment of dimensions 15, 14, and 13 through diamonds manifested themselves, and these Trinity stones appeared into the reality through holy ash that was collected by sacred beings. And these beings in our grouping were gifted these diamonds, these Trinity stones, to hold the physical embodiment of dimensions 15, 14, and 13, and we buried them into the planetary grids to be able to provide a sustaining frequency for those dimensions physically embodied into the planetary architecture. So we now have the locations of the crystal cathedral network open and blasting out plasma. We have all 12 stargates open, receiving plasma, and we have the physically embodied stones and diamonds of dimensions 15, 14, 13, sending that frequency out into the planet. And the particular timeline we are on now is all around divine order. And we're moving into this new consciousness, this twin ray consciousness, and that morphogenic signature, which is starting to come into the planet. And the last piece of which was to last year, 2018, we took a group to Israel to take out the inorganic Metatronic Tree of Life, which those of you that are into the occult and into the mystery schools will recognize that the Tree of Life, as taught by the Kabbalah, is a distorted overlay of a 10th dimensional spheroid. It only has 10 spheroids, and then it evolved to 11 spheroids. That's because the Anunnaki fed that information to the Kabbalah networks and released it as the organic nature of the matrix, which of course it is not. We're a 12th dimensional. It's a 12 tree grid is the Tree of Life, which operates over our consciousness and planet. And so we went there and did a ritual that anchored in the original organic 12 tree grid into the very home of the Kabbalah. And that is now also broadcasting the true 12th dimensional frequency of our planet alongside of the new geometries. We have got now this template, which is kind of holding this form holding frequency that is broadcasting through those gateways, the precision to bring us back into our original genetic templates and to clear many of the 3D systems which are controlling our planet will simply have to fall away, because anything that is not in alignment to the geometry which creates it can't exist. It's literally a template which creates the new. So this year and beyond, we're going to start to see the falling away of the 3D systems that are no longer in alignment with Christic consciousness, because all the Christic consciousness pieces are in place. There's a new architecture, crystal spiral, the 12 tree grids being reestablished, the planetary stargates are open, the crystal cathedral networks are blasting out plasma, and the frequency and consciousness coming to the planet is so fast and immense and intense that anything that is not in alignment with divine order and divine law and divine will is going to fall away. Now, Of course, there are the attempts of free will choice for those beings still in service to self. But there are many things in place that some of you may be tracking in the 3D, such as all the indictments, such as the mass arrests which are going to come, and such as the great reveiling, such as the great collapse of the financial control systems, are all going to take place sometime in these years ahead, that is going to reset our planet and our species to become sovereign once again and to be in our own flow outside of the hierarchical control system set in motion by these other beings who have been controlling the secret society groups who have been controlling our planet. All will be revealed. Yes.
Beautiful. Wow, amazing information. As you said at the beginning of the call, so for those of you who joined late, you know, this is really an immense stream of consciousness that Christoph is sharing with us today. And what's important, if I could just reinforce this, is that, you know, there is a vibration that is also flowing. So the words are, you know, if anyone feels lost, you know, keep in mind that the vibration is also penetrating your sphere, and all that information is being distilled into your being. Christoph, what I wanted to do now is maybe move the conversation a little bit around, you know, bringing it back to, you know, the individual, bringing it back to the community, the people on the call. You know, we spoke about you sharing how people can accelerate and unchain, you know, their own consciousness. So, you know, what does this all mean for the individual right now? And what do we need to do to prepare or to absorb or to kind of be part of this to really assist this whole, you know, global evolution?
Beautiful. And you absolutely nailed it, Ian. We're exactly at the right point to shift from big picture to the from the macro to the micro. Because we've just outlined the big story, the big picture. And now we ask ourselves immediately, well, what can I do to assist this unfolding that is happening? And each of us is coded with a specific task, a specific blueprint or plan. It's in our gold print. It's in our soul print. We've chosen to come. And many of your listeners will be star seeds. That is, beings who have had their consciousness established in other star systems, who volunteered to come to this planet and help the transition. And so many of you will be resonating with this information who are coded as star seeds because you recognize it as truth. So the key piece to all of this is listening to your inner guidance, to living with an open heart and following your flow of creativity where it takes you and to be service to others. And so this means that you are uniquely coded for a particular task within all of this grand unfolding. And when do you find your sweet spot? And what I mean by your sweet spot is where your uniqueness and your particular DNA coding and consciousness and bioenergy field, when resonating in alignment with your soul blueprint, are specifically designed to play your unique instrument of life, which then allows you to join the great symphony that is going on in being conducted by the divine. And when you find that sweet spot where your purpose and your passions and your profession all come together, you move effortlessly and gracefully with flow into the great world, into the great night, knowing that you're playing your part in the divine plan, because your part in the divine plan means following your heart. And then, of course, that leads to the great question, well, how do I do that? I have to overcome my conditioning, because sometimes there's a gap between following my heart and what my mind is telling me. Because I have to be pragmatic about money, or I have to do this and do that. All of this is just conditioning. So what I would like to do, Ian, is to share with your listeners a process how you can get into the right vibratory state to start your day. And the piece about this is that you have to be following your internal guidance. And there's a very easy way you can do that, is to bring yourself into the right vibratory frequency where you feel connected to all things, and connected to yourself and connected to all of life. And when you are in that state of consciousness and state of vibratory frequency, you are able to follow your guidance, not needing to listen to the influence of others, because you feel strong enough in your own internal compass that you can follow your own flow, don't need the opinion or don't need other people's opinion to validate your own choices, because you know your own internal compass. And so what I want to share with your listeners is a little process that you can do to get into that state of being able to listen to your own internal compass and follow that, the next step, which will happen organically for you. And the only thing that you need to do is that you need to have the dedication and discipline to follow and set this up on a daily basis. So I'm going to give you the direction today of how to get into it, how to get into the right vibratory state where the universe will conspire in your favor of whatever you hold as intent, as long as it's in service to others. And all you need to do is implement this strategy on a daily basis. And if you do, the universal laws will conspire to send, to hold the divine will and divine love in place to send to you the necessary synchronicities, energy, people, events, and timelines that will help you unfold what is held in your intent as a conscious divine being supporting the unfolding of the divine plan. So hopefully that sounds good, and maybe we can move out of the mind more into feeling. And this is when we can do a little energy transmission all together.
Beautiful. Go right ahead.
Okay. So the first thing we need to do is take three deep breaths to move our frequency into the state of theta. And theta is the state where we are in the heart. So let's take three deep breaths. And again. One more time. And I'd like you now to imagine a golden beam of light that is your vertical power column, being streamed down from your higher self, down through your crown, down through your spine, out your perineum, the first chakra, and anchor it deeply down into the earth. And just sit up with your spine straight, sitting in this beautiful vertical power column of light, bringing you into the dimension of Hara. Hara is the dimension of the void, the place of pure potentiality, where nothing exists and everything exists. And I want you to just send light like roots of trees down from your feet, which are touching the ground in your seat, down into the earth as well. So you're grounding your energy, being connected both to the cosmic energy of your higher self, of your God self, and the earth energy of the mother. And come up and start to tune into the vibratory frequencies of your first chakra and first level of the field, holding the first level of your bioenergy field. And then feel the vibratory frequency of your second chakra, slightly higher, and feel that and run that energy through your field. And now the third. Notice the different tingles you're feeling as you connect in with each chakra, which is a gateway to that level of the bioenergy field and also a gateway to that dimension of consciousness. And now tune into the frequency of love, your heart. Filling yourself with love, knowing that you are love, you always have been love, and you're nothing but love. And flow this love up your field, filling up your bioenergy field with love, filling your room with love, your entire house with beautiful rose-colored light. As you have so much love upwelling from inside of you, you can fill up to the overflow. Feeling the softness and the gentleness of this love. And now connecting to the fifth chakra, the fifth level template, fifth dimensional frequency, holding as we connect and move from the bridge of the heart into the higher vibratory fields of the fifth, sixth, and seventh levels. knowing that divine will is held at the fifth level, the real solidness and template for your life, and connecting to the sixth chakra, the celestial energy of divine love, cosmic, unconditional, infinite love. And then the seventh energy center of divine mind, and simultaneously holding all those fields of frequency open. And just humbly ask everything for everyone to the creative source that flows through all things. And bring yourself into a gratitude and prayer. It's the second stage. We've just gone through the first of one, get connected. Step two, gratitude and prayer. Bringing into your awareness now all that you are grateful for in life. And feel the gratitude vibrating in your cells. Because the secret to life is not having what you want, but wanting what you have and being grateful for what you have. Gratitude sets up the frequency of allowing into your system, allowing yourself to receive because you have gratitude. And we're going to set in motion a prayer together. I just would like you, invite you to say out loud after me, because saying it with your physical voice brings it into the physical. I am one with all of life, and all of life is one with me. I consciously align my life with the divine plan and allow my body and consciousness to be used as a vessel for the limitless light source to flow through me as an expression of the unfolding of the divine plan on earth. I surrender and trust the unfolding guidance. And will follow it wherever it leads me, without question or hesitation. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I humbly ask the creative power of the living eternal light of the Creator to set in motion the divine precision of synchronicity to throw through my day for the greater good, for the unfolding of the divine plan. I am cosmic, divine, infinite, unconditional love. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And hold that frequency and that prayer in your consciousness. And what you're doing is you're setting in motion the ability to receive from the creative life force, because there is a universal law which states that you must ask and you must only be non-interference directive. There cannot be any interference in a being unless they ask or say yes, which is often a bit tricky. But now we are asking the co-creative force. We're inviting that co-creative force to be in our life, that unified intelligence. And this third step in this process is, this just brings your awareness anyone or anything you have a conflict with. Just tune into any resentments you might have, releasing resentment, anger or frustration. Just recognizing that these are cords binding us to be stuck in place much the same way as we might be sailing down the river in a raft and sending a lasso with a rope around a tree and being stuck and fixated there while the river of life continues to flow through us, to recognize we must forgive and let go to be in flow. Just sending a sincere forgiveness to the only beings you've trespassed or those who have trespassed against you or you against them. Forgiving yourself where necessary. That is immediately removing any bindings keeping you stuck as we move to the fourth step. Bring yourself to connect with your big picture vision. Visualize the different aspects of your life in full bloom. In particular, the fullest expression of your divine purpose. Allow your imagination to create the visualizations of these most epic outcomes of your life and your mission. And to feel the feelings of these highest alignments. Build that energy in your system. What does it feel like? And importantly, ask yourself this question. If this was already done, this feeling that I have, this energy that I have, what must I believe about myself for this to be true? You are source consciousness. You are God embodied in a physical vessel. You are a creator God. You are here to create. And you create with your conscious intent. And now you need to back this up with daily intent. What is your intention for this day today? What are three things that you can do today that will move you in the direction of this vision? Visualize those tasks already being done, already being complete, and thank them for being completed. And the sixth step is to bless your path for the day. Just ask the Creator for everything, for everyone, as you're truly in service to others, playing your part of the unfolding piece of the divine plan. Feeling the support of the Creator and the universe flowing through yourselves. Knowing that all people you come into contact with is divine synchronicity. There are no mistakes or chance encounters. Everyone is brought into your path for a purpose. The person at the checkout, the bank teller, the petrol pump attendant are all there to be uplifted by your divine presence. So bless your path for this day. And the seventh step is this intent of conscious giving. What will you freely give today to someone or something, a cause that may inspire you, a person? What is so abundant within you that you are overflowing with this through your vessel and you can freely give? Love, a smile, maybe called inspired to do something for someone or people. Because it sets in motion this wheel of giving and receiving. In order to receive, first you must give. You cannot receive without first giving, and most people wait to receive before they give. It blocks the flow. You have to give from the space of nothing sometimes. Maybe you don't expect it to come back, which is why you don't give in the first place, but that cuts off the flow through you to receive in the first place. So you must give. You must consciously give. Give, give, because you are abundant. You are an abundant eternal being with nothing but unconditional love flowing up from inside. There's a total abundance being connected into the Creator that can overflow from you. And then from this place, you can do the next two steps in your own time. After you've completed these, is to go into some automatic writing. Just write whatever comes to you in a 10-minute period, 15-minute period. Write that down, your journal activity. And then the last step is to take all of this into the joy of movement. take all of that energy into motion, into something that you love doing. Make it blissful, soulful, energetic. Something to get your heart beating, the muscles working, body sweating. Dance, biking, hiking, surfing, running, gym, whatever it is that brings you joy, get into movement so you can come at your day fully charged and connected. So just to quickly review these steps, just tune into the frequency that you're feeling right now, having gone through that process, and imagine how you would be if you set up your day like that every day and then took it into movement. Get connected. Get into Hara and build all those chakras up. Number two is gratitude and prayer. Saying what you're grateful for in life and get a prayer together that connects you to the divine. The third step is forgiveness. Anything that's blocking your path with resentment or anger. Then fourth step is the key in the big vision, the big picture vision for your life. Visualize the different aspects of your life in full bloom. And then five is the daily intent. What are you going to do this day to bring that vision together? The sixth step is blessing your path as if it was already done to allow synchronicity to flow. The seventh step is the intent of conscious giving for the day, knowing that you're abundant so it flows up from within you. You can give to others. And then some automatic writing and finally into movement. It's an exercise. This is a very powerful exercise that sets in motion universal laws. This is how this matrix is ordered. This will allow you to express your life at the natural highest divine tendencies of love, of peace, fulfillment, wellness, wisdom, power, truth, joy, perfection, harmony, abundance. And you know, you can bring these in, and this is where miracles happen, because you're in this frequency of aligning yourself to natural law. You've just activated the law of attraction, the law of belief, commitment, surrender, forgiveness, the law of giving and receiving, the law of gratitude and appreciation, the law of happiness and joy, the law of intention or purpose, the law of love, the law of light, the law of manifestation and materialization, the law of non-attachment. All these things are being activated through this process. And so you ask, what can I do to be of service? Well, you can start your day to bring yourself into the highest vibratory frequency you can, to be of better service to your family, to your children, to your beloveds and loved ones. That's where it all begins, in your home and your family. And then the way that you operate harmonically together as a family resonates into your community as you bring this increased light, intelligence, and love flowing over naturally, organically from your family unit into the community around you. And then the community starts getting influenced by this frequency. And then that merges out into greater aspects of your city, your country, and eventually the world. And how we change this planet is indeed one being at a time. And we all must strive to be the change we wish to see in the world, and knowing that the energetic templates are in place, the divine synchronicities and alignments are there, and all that is required is for us to turn up. And this is how you can turn up and turn on so you can pay your part of the divine plan. Namaste, everyone.
Namaste. Thank you. Beautiful. Beautiful. Thanks for sharing that. Powerful, powerful.
You're most welcome.
Beautiful. Yeah, beautiful intentions. And then, you know, I think this might be a good time for you to share as well, Christoph, about your ultimate clearing protocol, because that really goes hand in hand with what you've just shared with everyone. So if it's okay with you, I'm going to tell people how they can look at your offer page, which is the ultimate clearing protocol. And then what I'd love for you to do is to take us through, but also really help everyone understand why it's so important, you know, how it aligns with what you've just mentioned, but also aligns with our ascension, and also help align, gets us to a place where we can, you know, harmonize with the frequencies. And as we mentioned earlier, so before you do that, I just want to tell people how to get there so they can follow along visually, because I have some visuals here. Everyone, if you're on the webinar page, click on the offer button underneath Christoph's photograph, and that'll take you to the ultimate clearing protocol, which is a program that Christoph has very kindly offered up to the community today. And if you're not on the webinar page, then just go ahead and type in wotasummit.com/Christoff, which is CHRISTOF, the number 4. wotasummit.com/Christoff, the number 4. Everything's lowercase. And that way you can follow along if you'd like to follow along visually as Christoff explains this to us. So, yeah, if you wouldn't mind, Christoff, tell us about this and why, you know, why it's important, how it aligns with what you've been talking about today.
Beautiful. Well, based upon our journey together today, we have had a quite a discussion and navigation of what's happening in the higher realms. But we also to know that we are living in a field of energy, in a field of consciousness. And if we can align our own energy field into the greater energy field, held together by our intent, we can end up moving through with flow. And so the main piece here to take away is that, have you ever considered that you've set yourself a plan of action and you have a perfect plan to go out and execute something and complete it? But however, something happens and you end up deviating from that plan and not fulfilling it. Well, this is because it wasn't the plan that was working. It's because the way that your consciousness, bioenergy field, and DNA template were working, there were distortions to that plan that weren't in alignment. So in order to, you know, get your intentions manifested fully in the world, there has to be a complete alignment between your energy and consciousness and your intentions. And because of our conditioning from our parents, from society, we often have these limiting belief systems, which are kind of, you know, there for us, that hold in place kind of this capping in our consciousness. And so this clearing protocol is designed to clear not only the egoic deficiencies of our lower energy centers, but also to clear up, there's two paths here, clear the egoic deficiencies of safety and survival, of kind of connection and community and self-esteem and self-empowerment, and then to clean up things operating with our perceptions of love and in our heart, and move up into the more spiritual centers of the soul needs and to get alignment within these soul needs. And so this aspect is that we can now start to move and move more easily into your soul path when you've cleaned up the lower energy centers of these relationships, the need of physical, emotional, energetic safety. You're hard to move in the direction of the unknown if you don't feel safe because of your upbringing, because your parents, it was not an easy household to grow up in. So there's this aspect where we work through the energy centers to clean up the imprints held at each energy center. And then as we move through these different energy centers, we are going to start to move in then what is held in the karmic levels, where we start to clean up karma first up held in the ancestral templates, your parents and your parents' parents and your grandparents, you know, holding in place maybe actions misaligned with divine law, sets in consequence karmic repercussions for the family constellation, which you can still be walking in their footsteps. So, you know, we are not here to be a victim and blame our parents and blame our grandparents. We're here to take personal responsibility for all of our consciousness, which, of course, they are a part of. And so we begin cleaning the ancestral karmic patterns, and we begin then cleaning our own quantum past life karma, that we've had these expressions of consciousness in our other physical embodiments when we've operated outside of natural law. We're going to clean that up. So we're releasing these karmic knots, which keep attracting towards us the same patterns that are playing out. And then we'll start to clean our karmic patterns held at soul level, unnecessary soul contracts, healing protection, soulmates, any negative unjustified karma, any kind of galactic life traumas and memories and memory distortions that are held in the soul records beyond our human experiences. And then in the last week, we then start to do the seal removings that I spoke about. And I think I spoke about in the sharing of some of these energetic seals that were placed upon our biology. Well, just removing these are going to immediately put you in a massive advantage when it's time for your consciousness to start to navigate outside of your physical vessel, perhaps, and start to move with more vibratory frequency through your DNA. And all of this is a prerequisite before you can even start to activate any more strands of your DNA. For example, the Zeta seal was put in by the Zeta beings into our DNA template in between strands 3 and 4 to make it difficult for humanity to jump up in frequency to live in the heart space. So you remove these various seals and these implants that clutter our original
angelic divine DNA, and we can start to operate with more light coming into our DNA template, which then massively amplifies any intent that we have. So this is, you know, based around essentially, you know, many, many years of doing one-on-one sessions and clearings for many beings. And what I noticed was I kept coming back from doing certain clearings. I wanted to create a clearing protocol that more people could reach. Obviously, I don't hardly do any one-to-ones these days because I'm more working in group fields. But, you know, what I noticed was that there were certain patterns that were going on. So what I wanted to do was just to create the ultimate clearing process that I've come up with after many years of doing this work with individuals. And this is all encapsulated within this pathway and process. And the way that you receive it is an energetic transmission that you'll be watching your screen, and I'll be doing clearings. And there are these energetic codes, which along with my voice and the energy behind the words and the codes and the commands, do the clearing work. And, you know, by all accounts, there's wonderful feedback we get from people time and time again about how much this just changes their trajectory in life. And so I wanted, as an availability for Ian's beautiful show and for you beloveds that are feeling a resonance with this, especially if you're a light worker here for a mission, this is a clearing protocol that will get you clear, congruent, aligned, activated into being in full alignment with your purpose while you're here, so you can move without stress and fulfillment of your purpose.
Wonderful, wonderful. So my question, Christoph, you know, I wanted to ask you a while back, and it's a little bit is related here, but, you know, how did you come to know pretty much everything that you're sharing with us today? One of the reasons I'm asking is also because this is a very comprehensive protocol that is, you know, very deep, very thorough, but it also requires a deep knowledge of the, a deep knowledge of some of these imprints or seals that we have in our body that, quite frankly, not many people that we've come across really have this depth of knowledge about. So how did you really come to learn all of this or know this?
Yeah, it's a beautiful question, because there obviously has been an awakening and an access to the full memory fields of the totality of my consciousness. And I remember, you know, my consciousness in different star systems and different. So I've got these energetic templates within me. But the step to get there, of course, was quite a path and quite a journey, because there's a lot of human conditioning in the beginning in the way to be able to access those streams of information and to be able to see through the illusionary realms that the negative agenda beings are so clever in presenting to us, that we think we're in truth, but it's actually a distortion. So my path, I've spent many years on my path. I was in the training arts. I was a trainer, high performance trainer, physical therapist, getting people out of pain or into high performance, executives, athletes, this type of thing. And I recognized that then, why are people not moving into their highest potential? It's usually their mind. Dive deeper into psychology, belief systems, started to work on the level of emotions, then started to move onwards from there to optimal health and vitality rather than fitness, and ultimately into energy and frequency. And I'd done a couple of degrees at college, which, you know, those of you that have been through college to recognize that you don't really use any of that information. But it marks a stamp of where you've come from through psychology and physical education. And my next piece, I re-educated a bit later in life. I did a energy medicine diploma through one of my dear teachers, Dr. Barbara Brennan. Some of you may have heard of her through the Hands of Light, Light Emerging books, and she was an ex-NASA scientist. And I did 4 years with her through that, learning a lot of different energy protocols, not much which, you know, it contained here. I'm using a different system now, but it gave me the foundations of physics and energy and vibration. And then I went and studied with, took the shamanic path and studied a lot and deep-dived into the shamanic realms of Peru, and took a lot of and started, you know, working in, as an apprentice and eventually into mastery into the Shipibo traditions with ayahuasca, and then also at the same time working with the in the shamanic traditions of Bwiti from Africa, Gabon, Iboga. And through Iboga and Ayahuasca, I gradually began getting clear enough to be able to break through to the higher dimensional frequencies and began getting taught to my great teachers and my soul family, the Guardian and the Guardian Alliance. And the Guardian Alliance began teaching me the data stream. And data stream is going past beyond anything to and plugging into source and then interfacing with any beings through source. And so I had a beautiful bullshit filter, so to speak, where any distortions would get filtered out through source, and I would not be channeling any other being, but I would filter it through source consciousness, which would come through. And I began getting kind of the downloads and the higher perspectives and the visions and the perspectives of what's going on, and then began collaborating that with others who I could sense were on the vibratory frequency of truth. And through my own direct experiences, which would happen in hundreds of ceremonies that I've been doing over the years, I would get to the truth and I could feel it. And so I was able to then put together the whole picture through a process of ceremony, but like a complete dedication to my path and to my spiritual growth. And through the beloved Guardian Alliance, the beings in service to others who are lovingly supporting our planet at this time, getting the full picture of what's going on to humanity and remembering this as truth in my system. And so then my path was then to start to be the intermediary between them and the architecting plans laid out through the Guardian Alliance to support humanity, because many of us here on the planet are guardians. It's not that, you know, we should be worshipping them. They're worshipping us because we are those guardians who said, yes, we'll come. And we are just the physical embodiment of the plans that were held in our DNA. And so these plans are like kind of are like zip files in the DNA. And when you get your vibratory frequency high enough and you enter a sacred site, it's like a lock and key system that you then receive a download. And so I've been taking groups a lot to a lot of sacred sites, a lot of places around the world where we do these rituals, which helps unlock these zip files for people and for myself, that then you start to receive these streams of information. When you get your vibration high enough, you can enter into ritual on the sacred site and receive the download. And so it's all about finding these shortcuts and tools to uncover the truth. And when I speak, what the usually the feedback from people is that they feel what I'm speaking of is true. They feel it in their system. They can tell. And all I've done is navigated my consciousness to many different places to pick up all the pieces that have been scattered for humanity across the planet and piece them all together so we can move from puzzle to picture. And suddenly we get the full picture. We can see through the lens and perspective of what's really happening and then adjust our own energy, consciousness, vibration, intent to align ourselves to what our path is, to be of service to building that clearer picture for us all together.
Beautiful. Yeah, thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I could absolutely feel the truth coming through. And what you were saying, you know, when you really distill it down to the compassion, the service to others, that truly, truly is our greatest gift. If we can be of service to others, if we can practice kindness, if we can smile, if we can raise vibrations. And so, you know, it was so, so impactful when you mentioned that, you know, throughout that beautiful process that you shared with us. So I can absolutely feel the resonance of truth. And I am the gatekeeper of the community as well. You know, I do tap into the community to feel who they need to hear. And sometimes people ask me, but absolutely, you know, I'm responsible to the community. So everyone that's on the call right now, I'm responsible to, you know, who I bring on the show. And this, without question, Christoph, you know, I got a resounding yes, because I never bring anyone on the show unless they get a resounding yes and I use my various methods of scanning and, you know, my own guidance. So this was a resounding yes. And, you know, let me ask you this, Christoph. You know, if I'm looking at this offer, because I am also the voice of the community, they can't necessarily speak to you right now, but, you know, they're looking at this and they're going, you know, this is a 12-week protocol. It certainly looks a lot deeper and a lot more thorough than maybe other things that they've seen in the past. You know, what would you share with someone who's looking at this right now and going, you know, that's a big commitment. And, you know, how is this really different from maybe some of the other clearings
that they've done in the past? You know, this, of course, is a protocol. It's a lot more thorough. But in your own words, can you just, you know, speak to those people who are going, why should I do this?
Well, it's very simple. You know, if you're considering it, all you have to ask yourself is this question. Do I want to accelerate my consciousness? And has this person that I've been listening to illuminated my consciousness in some way? And have I felt a shift internally as he's been doing so? If those things are all yes, well, then you should follow your guidance and do it. If your things are no, don't do it. It's quite simple. And, you know, it is a protocol. And what I do suggest, if you get a yes with those internal alignments, well, you know, I release them each week. So it's not something you can't do 12 and 12 days or anything. I hold back it because I want you to integrate. Ideally, I'd like you to do each one two or three times before you move on to the next one. Leave a couple of days between each one and go through and do it again. Because 12 weeks is actually quite fast. You know, it's lightning speed for all those things that you're going to be getting there. And just keep anchoring them in. And here's the guarantee. Without a doubt, you will be in an absolutely high vibratory frequency at the end of the 12 weeks if you run these protocols two or three times. You know, I'd happily reimburse anyone's money who wasn't happy with where they're at, as long as you are implementing and doing the activity combined with the morning routine I just gave you. And so, you know, I can't make you do this, or can't make you do anything. You know, this, you have to heal yourself. You have to do the work yourself. This is, you know, a little fast track into that. You know, but still, life is going to come at you. You have to still be observing yourself and watching how you're responding to situations that are going on around you. Sure, I can clear the imprints, the programs, the woundings, but you can pull them back into your life if you're not doing the internal work through the living library of your life experience. You still have to observe and then respond in a different way. You have to lay down your new neural pathways and ways of reacting and responding. So, you know, I'm not here to heal you. I am here to help you heal yourself through the consciousness that comes with greater clarity. And this isn't just clearings. I teach you on the program. There's writings before each clearing that's designed to expand your consciousness and to dig deeper into yourself and to give you the tools to heal yourself. So this isn't just me providing frequencies for you to upgrade. And you can. It's not just a receiving thing. This is accelerating your own consciousness to learn to drive your hologram to create the life you want. I'm just here as a little catalyst to fast track that. And the only things you need to ask is listening to this interview, did I receive information that I felt is truth? Did it expand my consciousness? Do I feel this could be of support to accelerate me? And if those things are yes, then it's a no-brainer, because literally you don't make the decision from the brain. You make the decision from the heart, and the heart will tell you yes or no. Just listen to that, and that guidance will lead you where you need to be, whether this is for you or not.
Beautiful. Yeah, absolutely.
Beautiful.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay,
yeah,
so
beautiful offer.
What was this, the questions? Was there questions out there? Are we going to do any questions? Or probably it's a bit late now for questions, or... you were saying that you might have some questions from people, or do we go to somewhere other else to do that? I just want to check with you, Ian, if you feel complete or if there's something else you want to bring through.
You know, I did mention that we will take some callers. So if you have another 10 minutes or so, I'd love to just get some callers on the line to have them ask you questions about the topic or whatever comes up.
Super. Super.
Does that sound good? Okay. Wonderful.
Sounds great.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. My good friend, I'm going to have, here's Mark. Mark, 1657. Mark, you on the phone? Mark, are you there from Derry, New Hampshire? Mark, are you there? No. Nope. How about Burns Lake, British Columbia? 8288. The last 4 digits of your phone number. Hello?
Hello.
Hi there. Welcome.
Hi. Hi, Christoph. Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. Okay. I've been working on clearing any blocks to living my purpose, and a lot of what you were talking about resonated with me, and I like the steps that you pointed out, and I'll be doing those as well, and have been doing those things instinctively. and just wanting to be to clear any blockages to taking my next steps in living my purpose. I'm going up to Burns Lake actually to attend a chief's gathering to deal with the environmental issues and also what's that thing? An agreement that was signed that we're opposed to. So we're collaborating and dealing with that. So I'm wanting to clear away any blocks to my leadership and doing the right thing for the highest good.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for your service. Absolutely. It's wonderful to be in service and you've got some projects going on. First up, you have to identify the blocks. And so where you have to identify where the lack of flow is. And so how this process works is that you check in with yourself as to where that kind of lack of flow is going, or where you feel irritated, or where you feel triggered, or where you feel kind of angry or frustrated. And then what you do is you identify those thoughts and feelings and drop into the unmet needs around those thoughts and feelings. Those unmet needs, usually born from one of those lower energy centers, which has created a faulty belief. And this belief and this constellation creates the way that you're responding to the situation, which creates the physical manifestation of the block or the lack of flow. And so you have to go into the root cause of that and then bring that energy up. And how you clear blocks, there's many, many different ways of clearing blocks, but usually the opposite frequency will clear blocks. So, for example, in noise-canceling headphones, to cancel the noise from the outside, they send the opposing frequencies to it to neutralize it. So if you've got, like, you can just call up, you know, how I call them up, you can call up bringing up the highest priority id to clear this blockage, and then calling in the opposing frequencies and calling in the Christed opposite frequencies. And that allows those frequencies to neutralize each other, because that's how you can clear something back to the zero point, is the opposite frequency. So the opposite frequency of victim is kind of perpetrator. And then you've got, like, not the Christed opposite of perpetrator is benevolent king. So you kind of work in these different frequency bands to neutralize things back into the zero. But you have to then live life to experience what those blockages are and then decode them yourself. And in the protocol, I do all that process for you, but you just have to come into the identification of what the block is. And when you do that, then you can be even more effective in the flow of any clearing protocol, including this one. Mm-hmm. I hope that helps.
Oh. Wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in. Love to you. Much love. Bye now.
What would be, before the next question, I'd like to just preframe it. It would be useful if we take a look at these questions more, not from a personal life story experience, but more from a checking of understanding of some of the material that was presented on a more global level.
Okay, let's do that. Let's do that. Just before we do that, though, there are a couple of people who wrote in specifically regarding the protocol. And they're asking, one person's asking, so Laura, this is you. You're asking, is this protocol something we have access to after the 12 weeks?
Oh, yes, absolutely. This is basically a membership site that they've got, you know, forever. And they can, it's absolutely, you want to come back and keep doing it. Oh, my goodness, I just found I've got a communication block. I've got an expression block. You know, okay, I've worked out what it's about. I can't find my voice in relationship to an aggressive masculine. This is a trigger to my father. This has come back. Okay, go back and do the fifth energy center throat clearing transmission, and then you know all that energy will be there, really brought up in your system. You go back and do the throat chakra clearing, or that fifth level energy center template clearing, or for example, you're going in life, and then you come up against, oh my goodness, this person's opinion really kind of blew my self-esteem this week. Go back and do the third energy center clearing. And this is how you can be using it ongoing.
Beautiful, beautiful. And so Pina from Toronto, you asked the same question. So Christoph just answered your question. You also said, what if I can't do 12 weeks in a row? And can I do this at my own pace? So Christoph, how would you respond to Pina as well?
Absolutely. I just release them every week. So, you know, if you can't do one week, you know, it takes you 2 weeks to get to the next one, no problem. It's there as you need it, but I just release them once a week so that people don't go too fast. You can take as long as you need.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, so everyone, you have access to this. It's not like you have access for 12 weeks and that's it. No, you have access because this is in a site that you log into. You've got access to it. You can go back and do it as many times as you need to. You can do the one module 3-4 times. Then, you know, 6 months later, you can go back just as Christoph said. So this really is an investment in this protocol that you'll always have. Okay, great.
Yeah, and people tell me they keep coming back time and again, and you know, it's there. The recordings that they've been holographically encrypted with the information and the frequencies to use whenever you need.
Beautiful. Okay. All right, Mark, I'm going to go back to you because I know that you definitely want to speak to Christoph because I know Mark. 1657. Hopefully you're there now, Mark. Are you there?
I am. Thank you, Ian.
Yeah, of course.
Can you
welcome.
Hear me?
Perfectly. Excellent. You're on with Christoph.
Excellent. Blessings. Christoph, thank you so much, first and foremost, for everything you're doing. I am lit up like a Christmas tree with your energy and information that has came through. I feel like it's the picture that I captured in Mount Shasta with the things coming through the great central sun with the sacred geometry symbols. But you hit it on the head, crystalline spiral. And I actually just received that information recently about spiral changing out of the circle, so to speak, full circle, whatever. But anyway, so I was wondering if there was anything that maybe came to you that might be in my highest best interest to know moving forward, because I am going to be moving forward with some great projects in service to others that is really going to be a huge impact without hesitation. So is there anything you might want to be able to share with me that might help me in this process?
Just give me a moment to tune in. Yeah, so don't take everything on yourself, okay? So hold the vision and separate vision from execution. So you need to build a team that can, you know, implement your vision and remain yourself free to hold the vision, to build the energy around the vision. So separating leadership from management, so to speak. Management is kind of the, you know, ability to stay true to the vision. The visionaries need to hold the vision. It's a different thing. So you need to find the right people who can implement it for you so you can be free for creativity. And so your next piece is this kind of piece which is not natural for you because you're like hold the archetype of kind of warrior and hero where you want to come to the rescue and save the day. But now you want to move more into kind of more council member, where you're being more tactical about how you're coming into it, not needing to do it yourself, but building the relevant support around you. Your job is to hold the energy of the frequency that is at this highest vibratory set point at its completed level. That's what the visionary does. So then you need others around to support that and to bring it to fruition for you.
That was amazing. And that hit in the heart and hit home. That was amazing. I'm lit up again like a Christmas tree. We will be connecting in the future. I look forward to joining in on every aspect and growing together. So thank you so much, Ian, for coming back to me. Blessings, Christoph, and blessings to everybody.
Blessings.
Thank you. Much love. Blessings to you. All right. Beautiful. Well, Christoph, thank you so much for being here. It's been really an amazing transmission. You've been such an offering to the community. Is there anything that has come to you or you feel that I didn't ask or you feel that needs to be shared with the group as we start to wrap this up?
No, you've been very beautiful and thorough and open, Ian. I want to thank you for the beautiful service that you're doing on the planet and, you know, bringing wonderful beings with different messages to come together and to share what they're experiencing. And long may that continue. I'm sure that much will transpire through your endeavors and intention. And I just want to, as a closing statement for everyone listening, thank you for you've given me your greatest gift. And that is the gift of your time. And I hope I've repaid that faith for that time by giving you a good overview as to having a lot of beautiful hope in our energy field. And while the mainstream media paints certain things, not to get too caught up in distraction of all of that, and recognize that when things start unraveling, not to get caught up in any fear around that, because it's just a transitional point. Remember, we're talking about evolution, okay? And so sometimes these things take time, but they are going to dissolve. And in a short generation, things are going to be very different on the planet. And to trust the process, trust the path, and know that you can play a massive role in this process by actively working on yourself. It doesn't come by going out there and changing the world out there. It starts by changing the world inside and working on yourself and raising your vibration, expanding your consciousness, and being unconditional in love to all beloveds and beings. And that you become a shining example. And as you become a shining example, God, the creative life force, will start to send you more responsibility. And it comes first with the smaller steps. You know, and as your consciousness starts to prove itself in the smaller undertakings, bigger undertakings come your way, and bigger undertakings come your way, and more responsibility and more energy is sent to you, more resources are sent to you, but you have to take small steps first. And it starts with yourself, starts with your family and the community. And I'm really big at the moment on anchoring this down in community. And so this is why some of the things I'm doing right now are more community focused. On my a lot of my some of my deeper trainings this year are to get people trained to be able to hold sacred space and circle in your own community. And why I'm sharing that is because I feel that we all need to be more loving to our neighbors. We need to be more open and responsible to how our community is functioning, you know, and take responsibility ourselves. And this is where I think community building is so important. So I really want to encourage you to find ways to build unconditional love and support to your local community. This is how we change the planet. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Ian, and your beautiful show.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. So again, Christoph, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. Thank you for your message, your insight, your wisdom, your vibration, your energy. We've thoroughly enjoyed our time together. You know, there's still a lot of people on the phone 2 hours into this almost. So just really wonderful to have you. So, you know, from our hearts to yours, thank you so much. We really appreciate having you here today.
Thank you so much. All of my love.
Yeah. Love. And all you beautiful shining lights out there, it's been an amazing show. And Christoph has shared so many insights with you all. And I just pray that you all just go forth and be the compassionate light that we're all truly meant to be. So thank you for being here, and we'll see you again. And we thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth and Father Sun, all the ancient ones, all the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service. Much love to you all. See you. Bye now.